Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service, the only opportunity offered to the broader community to be informed on the issues and current affairs from a First Nations perspective. This is Angelina Hurley on Let's Talk.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Before I start, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we're on today, the Turrbal and Jagera people of Meanjin of Brisbane. Today in the studio, I'm a little bit excited. I have an old friend who put a spotlight on local talent, and I have my little brother, Benjamin Creek, in the studio. How are you going, brother?
I'm pretty good. A little bit nervous, but we're here.
It's good to have you. It's good to see you after so long.
Yes, likewise.
Hey, I'll let you introduce yourself and tell the mob who you are.
My name is Benjamin Creek. I'm from Cowan, Cape York Peninsula, far north Queensland. My tribe is the Southern Kanji tribe of the north, and that's pretty much me. And I'm 24, by the way.
Just for all the ladies out there, he's 24, deadly talented. All I know him as a deadly singer, dancer, actor, everything. I know Benj from, we did a little gig on TV, hey?
Yeah, Secret River.
Secret River, yeah. I was doing some helping with some casting on Secret River, and we got some of you ACPA mob down there, and Benj was one of them.
Yeah, that was fun. Cold, but fun, yeah.
Yeah, hey, it was very cold.
Yeah, I was like, Murray can't take this anymore.
I know, I've got to tell you, it was a hard sell to the mob to get people to come down and act in the cold, huh?
Yeah, and pretty much half naked all the way.
That too, I know, especially for a Queenslander. For a northerner, it's hard, eh?
Yeah, that was something.
So tell us a bit more about that. What was that experience like for you guys?
For me, it was good to meet different mob from down south as well, all the Victorians down there, and also to also have that knowledge of that story that hasn't been told and has been swept under the carpet, and it's good to be a part of it to actually tell it and actually show the world the uglies and the stuff that used to happen to our people.
Yeah.
So it's good to just educate and have that experience to be a part of that film industry environment of being on set. And yeah, because especially when you've always wanted it as a kid and just being there, it's probably as an extra, but still it's still a beautiful thing to be a part of.
Yeah, because it was a big production, hey?
Yeah.
It was pretty quiet before all your mob came down. It was really good to have you on the set.
Lovely scenery as well.
Yeah, it was beautiful, wow, hey? Beautiful, yeah. It really was.
Beautiful country.
Yeah. So tell us a bit then about your experience and your dreams and hopes of being in the industry and starting and acting and stuff.
I just want to be able to keep expanding my horizons and keep doing what I love, and not only get paid for, but I have that experience to hopefully one day eventually I can take it back to my community and start my own teaching or something like that, after I'm done with this stage of my journey.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So where did that start for you, in school, or when did it cross your mind to start doing stuff like this?
I've been dancing ever since I started walking, culturally, then self-taught into hip-hop. And then I started rapping and writing and leading to that. And I was always a class clown / rebel in high school.
Which high school was this?
This is Abergary College.
Shout out to Abergary College.
Yeah. But I did pay attention in class, but sometimes when the boys didn't feel like working, I was that guy in the group, they always looked at Benji, make him start talking. If it was a girl teacher, I'd compliment her and get her talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
I saw that in you on set, I must admit.
If it was a guy teacher, and the guys don't work, just talk about footy or whatever, and try to distract them, lead away from the board wig.
Yeah.
One of my teachers, his name is Jordan Alexander, and he noticed what I was, and he said I think you'd be good in acting and performing because you're always doing something, and you're always making people laugh and whatever. So he introduced me into ACPA, and then I got a chance to audition.
So when was that?
That was back in 2011, or 2010, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you applied to ACPA, sorry, and got in.
Yeah, I got in through there, and I've just been there for about 4 years, and studying, graduated my advanced diploma. And it was fun, a good experience, just to have, you also find that, you have talents other way, you may come, into the, like act by thinking that you're just a dancer, but then you might find that you have other talents that you didn't even realize you had.
Yeah, so what's some of the stuff that you were doing in the course there?
For me, I was just doing dancing and acting, but kind of fell into more of writing and music, and it turned out like I wasn't in love with dancing as I thought I was. I was actually in love with the music and how it made me feel and how I found a way to express that in a way, and it was good to like to find that and sort of like get into it more like lyrically wise. It's good to find that out as well. Yeah, I do have to admit though, I'd say I could have done more if I was a little bit more disciplined. Me and a young, I just had no filter, and I just I was just very out to that person, but now I'm like more reserved and with my showing off.
But that's a journey, hey, learning and, finding out what your favourite and the best things are.
Mm-hmm.
So
I live and learn and
So did you do any productions while you were at ACPA?
We did like a lot of shows, like mainly started like Shakespeare, like just to do a lot of those and theatre work mainly.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, like I was hoping to get into more into film, like, and it's good to have some like with the Secret River and it's good to do that, to like have that, and did a couple of like, commercials here with Ego Management. But what else was I going to say? Productions, yeah. We did the Samson with Belvoir and and Belvoir and all that, and it's good to like work with them. That was like one production I did, and now I'm just working with Excelsior crew and the Culture Evolves crew down in Melbourne as well. So it's good working with two different groups, like North and South. Just trying to make that connection and bridge that gap between like different young artists, as well as like it was a privilege to meet them like when I was down in Melbourne. And it's good to meet them and like unify the groups, like-minded people and like-minded artists from North, South, and East and West. So it'd be cool to make that connection with all these like North, South, East, and West groups, and just actually make a production or make a show or something that can showcase in the young Indigenous arts, like talent and stuff. And if it's uniting North, South, and East and West, that'll just only make it stronger and it'll stand for something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah. It's because sometimes is that one of the reasons why you like took off after your ACPA course and went down south for more collaboration or opportunity, or what were you thinking?
I just wanted to see and know more so I can do more with my not just myself, and also like find a way to share that with others. And it's good that I wasn't expecting it, but I actually found like other like Indigenous artists down there, and like now we're actually working and rocking and rehearsing and always creating and vibing and like doing what we love. And I'm actually privileged to find that I put that in front of like anything else that I've done, like just to have that, like to work with like brothermans and sister girls who are in the same journey as you.
Okay, we'll come back to them and give them a plug, and you can tell us a bit more about who those people are.
Yep.
Takes me Let's Talk on 98.9 FM with Angelina Hurley.
Welcome back. I have my brother here, Benjamin Creek from Akbar, and he's telling us about how deadly he is and his career. Brother, when you went down to Melbourne, what happened for you then after the ACPA experience?
After the ACPA experience, I've just been back and forth for about 2 years here, gigging with the Excelsior boys back in Brisbane and Sydney. But then I decided to go to Melbourne just to expand my horizons and check out a new city and just see different people. And I've been there for about 2 months at the start of the year, because I moved down on New Year's Eve. And I didn't really have a plan or anything like that, or I was just sort of going with the flow and like trying to find my way. But then I actually got in contact with you, and I was asking you about what's a good place to check out and get started, like get my foot in the door. And you recommended RMIT and Footscray Arts Centre, and yeah, I went to RMIT, but just got sick of waiting, so I went to so I just went to Footscray and met brother man Brett Lee, and I was telling him about my journey and like was talking about like what am I doing here and like what am I looking for. And brother man said like we're actually doing like the Women Jinka Festival here, and I'm looking for some volunteers. And I said like, mate, I am definitely interested in being like volunteering, so yeah, just to like help out, so yeah, yeah, help a brother out so they can help you out. And so I did the volunteer work, and that was a good experience. And then the week after, I was looking for something else to do because I was getting bored. And I gave Brotherman Brent a text and saying, like, oh, is there anything coming up, like any opportunities or anything to do? And he said, well, there actually is. You need to just get in contact with Kamara from Illbitri. And then he said,
Illbitri, the indigenous theatre company down there. Fantastic. Kamara, she's brilliant, hey?
Ah, she's amazing. She's amazing. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be here without it. And you, of course, like, yeah. Yeah, but anyways, I got in contact with her, and she said, like, we actually do have space because someone dropped out, and we're actually looking for someone. And said, like, you got 5 minutes to, like, before, like, I was about to walk at the door, she was saying, I'm like, okay, well, I'm interested, and yeah. And then she got me this workshop with John Bolton, which is amazing because, like, not only for the experience, like, of what he had to share with us, but also, like, meeting, like, all different artists as well, like, people True. Actually been in the industry, so, like, and it was amazing to surround myself with that, and, like, I got to know them,
acting workshop.
Yeah, it's an acting workshop, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was amazing, and also, like, from there, things actually start to get rolling after that, because I've done... Like what I've set out to do is just meet other indigenous artists as well, and like I've known like now that I've met like heaps of them, so I kept in contact and actually became friends, and that's when I got involved with the Culture Evolves crew, because Brotherman said like, I like the way you move and like the way you act and the way you talk, you sort of remind me of these other Brothermans, and that's where he introduced me to them, and from there we've just just been gigging nonstop, and now like opportunities are coming. And so it's good to have, like, that north and south connection. Like, I got that connection with the Excelsior crew up here in Queensland. And I got the Brother Men's from Culture Evolves down in Victoria. So it's good to make that north and south connection between, like, different artists and like-minded people. So, and also with Indigenous from Byron Bay. I'm also, like, collaborating with them, and they're, like, more with the music side and everything. So it's good to, like, we got two dancing styles, and, like, it's good to be Excelsior. Because like we're more like we got that cultural and contemporary side down packed, and it's good, like, we're like mixing with hip hop, and it's good with the culture evolves crew, and is that they're more hip hop orientated, so it's good to have like our skills from different sides that we don't have, and find it on the other side that they do, so combined it becomes stronger. And also with the Brothermans from like Indigenous, their music side as well.
So you got three deadly gigs going on here. So tell us about the Excelsior dance group and how that started, and who's in that?
Excelsior crew. That started when we was in ACPA and we was doing the show called Spirit of the Law.
Mm-hmm.
And we was working with Uncle Albert David and everyone else. And it's good that to form that dance, because it also like I created that dance, and it's also that. Good to like form the group, like with all of us, between me, Joshua Tare, Jeremy Ambrose, Tibian Wiles, Leonard Donahue.
Solid.
All the brothers, so it's good to like,
And so is that the same dance group, is that you fellas that have been doing all the festivals and stuff? Because I've been seeing you dance around the place, is that the same group?
Yeah, same group, with Blues Fest, Boomerang, Woodford Folk Festival, Home Ground, and We got more gigs coming up in November, but yeah, like I'm not the one with the details. I wish I could say it now.
How did you go with that home ground comp? Did you come anywhere? Your dance group?
No, we didn't. Like, we wasn't in the competition.
Oh, okay.
But I think we were just more like guests and guest performers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it was still fun. Like performing at operas. I mean, that's something like I would never even think about, like even like dream about doing, like at the opera house, so yeah, that was fun.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Yeah, and yeah,
and so, and then your singing groups, who are they?
Not really. I wouldn't say singing. I was more like I'm more writing and rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, with them, I'm collaborating with the artists like Brent Watkins and everyone down in Victoria with Mitch Warren Bay, and so it's like all these are my mates and artists. So it's good to collaborate with them, and also like we have like this one spot that we always hang at where. Yeah, like all them like Black Mobile just come and catch up and just like just throw whatever they got on the table and just reminisce and see what works, and if magic gets created, then so be it, let's do it. I'm all for it. Yeah.
That's solid, man, because I've been watching you guys on social media and that, and I've been watching you dance around the place, and I'm like, oh my god, these guys from coming down to Melbourne from ACPA and just being on that set of Secret River, and you've just taken off. It's really impressive. I'm amazed.
Oh, yeah, it's very, a little bit shocking for me because I...
Why is that?
I don't think...
Doesn't that look like natural progression? You guys all came on set down there and were just talented and making everyone laugh and keeping everyone entertained.
It's good to just do what you love and get recognized for it. And, it's only getting started, so, yeah, just need to buckle down and get my stuff together and hit it hard. So it's always good to go back home as well, just to get grounded and get your energy back, and so you can keep on attacking it. Because if you stay out for too long, in a way, for us, it's different for other people, because we can sort of in a way lose ourselves in the city if we stay for too long. Like, we need to get back to where we need to go just to get our strength back so we can attack harder.
We'll have a break and let's come back to that point, because that's really important.
When you're rolling on Don't wait for anyone. But some things really matter.
Yeah. So just before the break, Benji, we're talking about the importance of you coming back home and connecting to country. You know, I was down there in Melbourne for a couple of years, and you know, being a real Queenslander, it was hard for me to be away from mob and home. But not just because of the weather thing, either, because it's cold. Hey,
yeah.
But you know, you were talking about that. So why is that important for you to come home and reconnect?
I think it's important for all of us, like Indigenous, because like you have to get back home and get grounded and get connected, because like with us as performer and like being like out of like way out of our comfort zone and doing something that's like totally draining and very hard, and you could, like, the city does drain you, like, mentally and physically and spiritually as well. So it's good to go back home, just get connected, find your strength. So if you want to get grounded again, get your strength, and just return to the city and hit it hard and do what you're supposed to be doing, like do what you want to do. But you can, it's very hard, and because you can lose yourself in the city sometimes. Like, you can drop the ball and fall off, and you sort of need that family and that support and that culture thing to, like, sort of bring you back. Like, if you do feel like you're losing yourself sometimes.
Yeah. So what sort of things do you do when you go back home?
Oh, just being around family and catching up with the little ones, seeing them growing up, but also hunting and, like, just all the stuff that you sort of forget, like, because being in the city is a totally different environment compared to, like, a bush boy, because, like, and it's good to just do things like play footy, catch up with the boys, go hunting, and just, like, being around family, and, like, being around that vibe, and that where you don't have the pressure of society, like, of walking 20 meters just to, like, pay to get through something, like, or play money. But you can just actually just be, like, in, like, just be, don't, like, no stress, no worries, just be, and just, with, like, when family and communities, you don't, like, you don't really worry about money too much, because you got family and you got, like, or if you can just go out fishing and hunting, and, like, it's like, it is sort of, like, in a way, it is easier, but sometimes you sort of do need that as a, like, a reminder. It's like, always, you, like, always have something like that to come back to.
Yeah.
Which is something that's, that we all, like, need, and sometimes we do forget.
So how do you bring that back into your artwork? How do you bring that back into what you do when you go back to Melbourne?
Well, it's pretty much, if a performer, like, and you're always performing, like, you always have that sense of vulnerability. So, like, if you're going to be strong and, like, doing it, first you need to be strong with yourself. And, like, that's the one thing about our people is, like, once we, like, have our strength and we carry our strength with us, and, like, we can, like, progress and keep moving forward and excel to, like, a different level that we never thought we'd get to, not because of our, we don't let our situation, our scenery, or our background, like, try and stop us or define us from who we truly are. And it's like, it sort of helps you with your self journey as well, like finding peace within yourself, and like not letting it, like not letting everything fully, like, affect you, like, negative, like, as in a negative way.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as you, like, you find your grounding and, like, you know where your strength lies and you know what gives you your strength, and, like, for me to give me and what gives me strength is just going back and, like, getting grounded and, like, to come back and do what I love.
So working with those boys.
I've definitely able to, like, have that brotherhood mentality, and it's good that we also challenge each other and, like, working at each other's strength, but also, like, backing each other's up when we come to, like, our weaknesses. Like, one person could be strong in this, but he lacks that, and then we have this brother to help him out with that, and sort of like a give and take type thing.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's working really well, really compatible. You guys are just taking off, and we can see Danzel. Hey, Danzel, he was another one of he's just like a superstar.
Danzel, he's like kicking off. I've seen him. I was like, yeah, brother, get it.
It's good to see. It's so exciting.
It's always deadly to see like young artists like stepping up and like taking ownership of their craft and like on that side and, like. The more of us rising, it's a very
it's an exciting time for you guys.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I want to hear a bit of that exciting, deadly inspiration that you have, and you're going to give us a rap, hey?
Yes.
Give us an example of your talent, brother. Come on.
Okay.
What are you going to sing for us?
It's more like a rap I wrote. I just like every time I start like one of my raps, I usually start as in a monologue. Then I start like asking questions about like society, like what can change, what is this? Like first, I ask yourself, straighten that in your head first before you can actually ask someone else and get their opinion and views and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, because everyone's story is like different. Like no one, two people are completely 100% the same. Yeah. So yeah, like you may relate and connect with people, but yeah. And here it goes. See if I can do it right.
Go.
Escape your daily mind for one quick question. Do you have the mind and soul to hear a story that is yet to unfold? If so, escape your daily mind for one quick lesson. A lesson of strength, a lesson of truth about facing the world's hardest obstacle. We know it just as well as you, just from a different point of view. It's called life. It's itty gritty, down and dirty, and full of shame, and it'll keep you there if you don't switch up your train of thought. Get a whole new brain mentality. I try to be a little more knowledge equipped so I can go toe to toe with the harsh reality. My escape from it all is a great melody and hard bass. A type of sound that make you drift away when it's at 808. But the top of it all off is the treble, swift and smooth, that can take you to a whole nother level. So I believe music is the key to life. Even if you got 1,000 wrongs going on, it takes one song to make you feel alright. Keep the mindset right, keep pushing forward, accept and excel over any things that hold you down. So don't be afraid to live while you can, cause one day you're gonna be 10 feet under the ground in the end. So let's not pretend that tomorrow is a guarantee. Ever feel like a fish out of water looking for some clarity? Escape your daily mind for these quick questions. Do you have what it takes to recap on past lessons we tacked and feast a session on the path of resurrecting your hopes and dreams?
Oh my God, yay! So deadly!
It was right.
No, I love it. I'm biased too, anyways. And with that, let's go to another deadly Blackfella song. Hey, Brisbane Blacks.
Yeah, Brisbane Blacks, let's do it.
Brisbane Blacks, a story that is touching, a story that is right. In the story, a group of people sitting in a park, drinking in harmony, drinking until dark. Society is strong. Every day, each passing day, our culture slowly dies. Like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons. Now is our only trade. Compared to all the immigrants, look how much we've made. You look down through your noses to see the black man groveling down at your feet. You waiting for the message to get through. But in some warm surroundings, in a park or in a shed, warmed only by the grog that's been drunk through the day, warmed only by the grog, the killer of his mates.
Let's Talk on 98.9 FM with Angelina Hurley.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're talking to the Deadly Benjamin Creek here, and he's just given us one of his deadly raps, which is amazing, and shown us a bit, hearing a bit of his talent there. Brother, what's coming up for you then? What's coming up in your future for, you know, Excelsior and all you guys rapping down there in Melbourne?
With Excelsior and the crew, we have a lot of gigs in November. Like, not 100% sure on the dates at the moment, but I do have them in my phone, in my books, and November. October, in 27th or 24th of October, I got a call from Rhoda, and she's like offering like she wants a performer like to help out with the opening. So that's going to be interesting for, I think it's that rugby league.
Solid.
Yeah, for the opening for that, and. In December we might be cruising to Malaysia with a Culture Evolves crew, so it's going to be, so I have to get my passport and
Is that be the first time you go in overseas?
Yeah, first time, yes.
Exciting.
And then next year I might be cruising LA with the Excelsior crew.
Get out.
So that's going to be very, another interesting I thought Melbourne was far, now we're going overseas. I'm like, wow, it's a bit scary when you think about it, but
That was not scary. It's going to be deadly. It's exciting.
Excited as well.
Excited. So, what are your big dreams, Benj?
Just to get more experience and just try to hopefully like give back to the community. Like that's like long term, but short term, I'm just thinking, just keep performing and keep doing what I love. And mainly film. Like, I want to get more into film. I really love like being like in front of the screen, like acting.
Is your favorite thing?
Yes, it's my favorite thing. I think that's what I like, because acting is my passion, but dancing is sort of like who I am, like who I've like always been.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like that, and it's good that it's good like when it comes career wise, they sort of work hand in hand, and you can use it like if you're acting, you can dance. If you can dance, and like you're still telling a story, and you can use your acting to make your performance stronger.
Yeah.
Which is something that I love to like combine, and like also I like collecting different styles as well. Like when it comes to dancing, I like to collect I want to mix ballroom with salsa with and also like just to have the
do it. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, like it was good to have the knowledge of that too, so like just like I can apply it to life, like hey, who knows, I might be in the club, you know, just doing my salsa, next thing you know, we can marry it up and settle down.
I can see that coming, don't worry about that. Thanks, brother, thanks for coming and have a little yarn with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Good luck to you and all the boys. I love seeing you out there. I love seeing you on Facebook and everything, and seeing what you're doing. It makes us very proud. And keep us informed, hey, so we can drown social media with all your success.
We'll do. Thank you,
my brother. Bye.
Bye.
You've been tuned to Let's Talk, highlighting the injustice from community to country, suburb to city, with a multitude of hosts, Bo Spearham, Carver Watson and Chelsea Bond. Weekday mornings from 9 till 10, it's Let's Talk, welcoming the continued sovereignty of all First Nations peoples right across the country.